welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carling, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases. Dr. Rebecca Carling.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by VBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information that I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you, after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarling.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases and cancer, and also seizures that are not caused by trauma, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I do not need to see you in person. I work basically solely on the history, so you do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website, and I have clients all over the world. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website under Station 2 and include the following: toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494, toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. You can also use Skype at BBS Radio or PalTalk at BBSRadio_com. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction causing all autoimmune disease and cancer, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. It is time for everyone with a conscience to realize that if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it. The question is, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Do not be afraid, for the truth shall set us free. And as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this, the once feeble calls for cease and desist are becoming the roaring outcry which will bring about the evolution of consciousness necessary to change everything. The next step in human evolution is to take responsibility for our lives and those in our care, to live in a sacred way, to do unto others and our earth as we would want done to ourselves. So please spread the word about these broadcasts, and remember, as Voltaire said, we are not only responsible for what we do, but also for that which we do not do. And as Einstein said, the world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. And tonight's show, I'm very excited to have as our special guest, a man by the name of Dr. True Ott, and he's going to really take us down the rabbit hole, because on tonight's show, What's Ailing America, we're going to talk about the unknown history of medicine. And before I tell you who Dr. Ott is, I just want to make a quick little statement. When I sent out the blast to my list that Dr. Ott was going to be on tonight and recommended everyone to get his DVD, The Trial of the Century, which you can obtain by calling the following number, 866-989-9876. I had mentioned in the blast that as far as I'm concerned, Dr. Ott's DVD, if it was made part four of the movie Zeitgeist, it would be a perfect example in, you know, teaching the people how politics, the Bible, 9/11, banking, and medicine has been corrupted. And I did get a few emails back from people that are upset that I recommended this movie Zeitgeist because of the part that it has about religion. So I want to ask all of you, you know, not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I know that religion is something that's very hard for people to consider, that they've been lied to in any way. But I just want to make it clear that I don't necessarily agree with everything. I'm just giving you that information so that you consider it for yourself. As I said, we've been lied to about everything. So you have to discern the truth for yourself. But if you want to ignore the religion part of that movie, that's fine. But definitely the politics, banking, 9/11 part is very important for you to see. And as I said, Dr. Ott's DVD called The Trial of the Century, I cannot more highly recommend this to you. This is one of the most important pieces of information that I have ever received. And, of course, it tells about a history of medicine, which I certainly didn't learn about in medical school. And I can't wait for all of you to start to hear some of the information that Dr. Ott has uncovered in his, I believe, 9 years of research on where did my profession come from. But before I bring him on, I want to tell you a little bit about Dr. Ott, whose first names are Alma True. And obviously, when your parents named you True, Dr. Ott, they definitely had the right idea there. They must have known something. Dr. Ott received his Bachelor of Arts degree from Southern Utah University in Cedar City, Utah in 1982 and went on to receive his Doctor of Philosophy in the field of nutrition through the American College in Washington, D.C. in 1994. His dissertation and research followed the groundbreaking work of Linus Pauling, who, by the way, is listed as a quack on Quack Watch, just for your information, and asserted via independent research that each mineral on the periodic table of the elements in its pure hexagonal crystalline form resonates a specific Hertz resonant frequency based on the atomic weight, and unique electron configuration of that mineral. Dr. Ott then measured and graphed the individual resonant frequencies inherent in vitamin and enzyme structures and independently verified that 23 minerals are the base raw materials of nutrition and are vitally important in keeping the human cells in a state of balance or homeostatic health. Dr. Ott has been counseling and lecturing on this most basic form of prime nutrition for over 15 years and has interned with chiropractors for 5 years. His independent research has also verified the importance of free electrons in nutritional water-soluble mineral supplements, as well as ultra-pure drinking water and oxygen molecules. He developed a patent-pending drinking water product that attaches free electrons to the hydrogen and oxygen molecules in ultra-pure medicinal-grade water, making it negatively charged, i.e., it has extra free electrons, and then introduced it to individuals suffering from chronic conditions such as diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, etc. Amazingly, the free electrons in Dr. Ott's water product began to reduce the symptoms associated with chronic disease in a very powerful way. As Dr. Ott declared in a recent symposium, society has unfortunately taken water for granted. when I share my research on water and minerals with others in the allopathic medical community, the typical response is raised eyebrows and mocking derision. Too often, health professionals, however, forget that the human body is composed of 70% water and 30% minerals. Therefore, it is simply common sense that pure water combined with pure minerals comprise Mother Earth's medicine chest for all mammalian life forms. It is not rocket science, only basic nutritional truth. Dr. Ott is the author and publisher of dozens of articles and 3 books on nutrition, and he's continually searching for natural solutions and answers to the nation's chronic health problems and believes that education is the first step. His latest book, Secret Assassins in Food, blows the whistle on common food additives and is a must-read, and I definitely agree with that. And Dr. Ott's going to be on my show 2 weeks following tonight as well, and on January 17th, we will be discussing his book, Secret Assassins in Food. And I want to just give out his website. It's the www.meminerals.com, M-E standing for MotherEarthMinerals.com. And I would like to now bring you on, Dr. Ott. Thank you so much for joining us. And let me ask you, can people order your water from your website as well?
Well, Dr. Carley, it's truly my privilege and pleasure to be on your show. And I must say right at the outset how much I admire and respect your courage to take the stand of honesty and truth, a voice of reason in the wilderness, so to speak. And my congratulations and honor to you for that. In answer to your question, the water is not really per se available to ship. Water is expensive, but we do advise and counsel you how to basically produce it yourself. We want to give people independence off the grid, so to speak. Okay. And I'm telling you, the most important thing, listeners, that you can put into your body on a regular basis is ultra pure medicinal grade water. Critically important.
Well, the only problem I have with you saying that is saying medicinal grade, because of course what you and I are both proving is that medicine is a fraud. So I would just suggest that you say pure, but whatever. I understand
yeah.
what you're saying, and I'm
well,
definitely going to yeah.
yeah,
I'm definitely going to contact you to find out how I can make this ultra pure water myself. And I want to just also mention to everybody, you've got to get his DVD Trial of the Century. It's kind of hard to find it on the website, but I want to give out the number again that you can call. It's 866-989-9876. And I'm telling all my clients to not only get this DVD, but give a copy to their white coats, because if my profession, Dr. Ott, could find out this information, that I think would be what would really make them stand up and say they're not going to do this anymore. So I so congratulate you for this work, and I'm also giving it to all the chiropractors I know, the number to tell them to order it, because they're going to help us take care of business as well. But I want to also mention that in Dr. Ott's excellent DVD, he actually states that his PhD in nutrition is from, I don't know if I'm saying it right, the Knuppel Institute in Germany, via the American College in Washington, D.C., and you have to realize, folks, that his PhD is not accredited by the Masonically controlled Board of Regents, who have been appointed to control education in the U.S. And that's one of the things you're going to learn from Dr. Ott's information, is the layers of control that have been put into place to not only poison us with medicine, I always like to put the emphasis on the last syllable of that word, but also to control education, such that people that get their education from sources who speak the truth are not even, quote-unquote, accredited by these people. And when you get into the history of all of this, you know, you'll realize why they would consider Dr. Ott a quack, because he's actually giving out true information. And Dr. Ott goes into a whole explanation of what a quack is according to the dictionary, and as you'll undoubtedly agree by the time you get done looking at that DVD, you will know who the true quacks are, and I just loved how you gave out that information. That was really...
Well, you know, it's important to to put that out right at the front, I believe, as you say so well in your Quack Watch expose, Dr. Carley. Listen, folks, licensing by any board that's controlled by government is just a form of control. As simple as that. Your CPAs that do your tax work, your accountants, they all have to be certified and licensed. Same with your medical professionals, okay? The licensing just says you will mark the line, you will toe the line, you will not think outside of the box, for if you do, we will take away your source of income. We will take away your professional standing. We will take away your credentials. And see, that is the ultimate form of control. And yeah. When people step outside of that box and start telling the truth and beginning to talk about the true origins of the facts of the matter, they have to be discredited and be called slang names such as quack and wacko and those type of things. But it doesn't change the fact that the truth is the truth, and honesty will stand up before God and His angels any time and every time.
Yes, and definitely the Creator is getting His army together, and I'm telling you, between your information and my information, once we get this out to a critical mass of people, the party's over for these minions, and I'm just so honored to be working with you. But I have to also say one of the things I love that you bring out in your DVD is that in nature, a quack is a loud trumpet alerting the flock to possible mortal dangers. So in that respect, I will confess I am a quack.
I am too.
Okay. All right, so let's get to it. I have a number of questions that I've come up with from watching your DVD. And like I said before we went on the air, if we don't have time to get to all of it, we can go into some more for next week, because next week we're going to be talking about nutrition. But this information is so important. People have to know this. So the first question I wanted to ask you, Dr. Ott, is what is the origin of all cancer research and treatments, and how does the Maltese cross reveal that fact?
Well, that is a loaded question, and I'll tell you what, that can take a long time to fully get into the history and the answer. In a nutshell, you know, cancer has always been with us, really. And I say us, the human family. Cancer cases have been, of course, recorded in the history books as early as recorded history in the area of medical training is there, okay? So what really causes the cancer? Well, you know, it is a nutritional deficiency disease. Just like scurvy is a disease based on specific vitamin nutritional deficiencies. You really don't contract cancer from somebody that already has it. It's not contagious, right? So it's got some underlying problem. As I say on the DVD and I expose, you know, The basic reasons for all cancers have been discovered already. It's in the nutritional and historical record, much the same way that scurvy was discovered to be a vitamin C deficiency. And it wasn't until the British sailors began to put limes and lemons on board the ship to provide vitamin C, and they overcome the dread disease of scurvy and began to conquer and control the high seas, and the British Empire was established. Well, the Maltese cross, folks, is the symbol, really, of a secret Jesuit order that basically controls the wide realm of something called pharmacopoeia. Pharmacopoeia in the Latin text first dates back to written works by one Jesuit priest by the name of Del Rio. Pharmacopoeia in his book is basically the word in English meaning sorcery of all things. And the Maltese cross, under that is a Latin inscription that says basically, under this sign, conquer. And for the most part, when you look deep into the major cancer research institutes that are spending hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars searching in vain for a chemical cure, you'll see that Maltese cross symbol underneath it, you'll see under this sign, conquer. It's their symbol, their seal, which again relates so very well to the caduceus symbol, the entwined serpents on the staff, which goes back again to Del Rio and the sorcery book, the sorcery handbook of Pharmacopoeia.
Yes, and actually I want to get into that more later because that was fascinating how you brought out the fact that it's the intertwining aspects of the oil empires, basically, as well as the pharmaceutical empires. As far as what you said, I just want to make one comment, that they've actually developed viruses that cause cancer. They're doing this through something called the Special Virus Cancer Program, which has been going on since President Nixon declared his war on cancer. Human papillomavirus is an example of that. But the point is that they're actually causing these problems to occur because they've got this gigantic industry. And I totally agree with you that adequate nutrition and the nutrients that we need, the body can heal itself of anything if they would just leave us alone. But I want to just bring out the fact that that is how evil they have become, that they're actually causing a lot of these things. And my documents get into how the inoculations cause corruption of the immune system. And there are many doctors that have stated that there was no cases of cancer seen before inoculations were developed at the end of the 1700s. But at any rate, they're definitely pretending that they're looking for a chemical cure, and it's obvious that that is not the answer. As a matter of fact, chemotherapy causes cancer, radiation causes cancer. They're just making tons of money off this quote-unquote cancer therapy, and they're curing no one. And if you could just tell us, because this was so fascinating in your DVD, as to who are they, as you talk about they, and basically it boils down to the Rockefeller Crime Syndicate, but if you could just give us a little bit of the history of to how Doc Rockefeller got started in this whole idea of practicing medicine and snake oil, and however you can bring that information to the listeners, because that is fascinating.
Well, I'll try to encapsulate quite a lengthy bit of history in just a few minutes, Dr. Carley. Yeah, the family of one Johann Roggenfeder, that was the actual Austrian name, that came over to America in 1722. Just a few decades later, in the mid-1700s, they changed their name from Roggenfeder to Rockefeller, and they settled in upstate New York. Doc Rockefeller, as he was known around the neighborhood, was literally and figuratively the original snake oil peddler. And that's absolutely the truth. He was the very first one, in fact, because he took a mixture of alcohol that he had basically distilled himself in his little gin palace, mixed it of all things with crude oil that bubbled up out of the earth in neighboring Pennsylvania, and mixed it together and called it a cancer cure, and actually put in the bottle that he made, and the label on the bottle, he had on one side of it a picture of a Seneca Indian head, and on the other side of the bottle had, again, the caduceus symbol, which is now, again, the symbol of the American Medical Association, the two intertwined serpents. And so his neighbors who really knew who he was and what he was all about just mockingly called it snake oil because of the caduceus label. He was quite successful in peddling this quote cancer cure all across the New England states, and his ancestry, his son John D. Rockefeller, took it to the new heights with his business of providing a cure of treatment, a special grade of whiskey, if you will, to both sides of the Civil War. Conflict. Both the Union and the Confederate forces were supplied with this high-grade, special cure-all type of whiskey that he guaranteed was so wonderful for the hospitals to use as a painkiller and to treat infections, etc., etc. That's really the beginning, folks, of the medical empire that we know today as American Medical Association. That was the very rudimentary beginnings. From that great fortune of peddling this whiskey, he then established a true monopoly in the field of oil production. He formed what was then known as Standard Oil Company, and he was ruthless in cutting out any and all competition of any producing oil wells. Again, keep in mind this was well before the gas-powered engine. This was well before most of the traditional uses of oil we have today. It was refined basically into kerosene for lanterns and lamps. And that was at the beginning of the empire. Well, folks, nothing really, when you take away the veil of deceit and lies, nothing much has really changed, because if you really look at the vast majority of pharmaceutical drugs that are prescribed today, you find something very interesting. Many of them are derived from the benzene molecule that is refined and cracked from crude oil. I did an analysis on this, and I was surprised and shocked to find that, again, 95% of all pharmaceuticals either have as a derivatives raw crude oil or a combination of raw crude oil and the opium molecule, opium from Afghanistan, of all places. Okay?
Yes, and I want to say that's something I had actually realized myself when I first started waking up, that when you look at the description of drugs in the physician's death reference, so many of them, as you said, are based on petroleum products. And that's when the old wheels really started to turn, because, you know, the Rockefellers, of course, being involved in both, and it makes it quite obvious as to how devious these minions are. I mean, talk about a plan to enrich themselves. You know, they've combined their different areas of interest into a point where one, you know, depends on the other, and no matter what you're purchasing, they're somehow making money off it. But I wanted to just have you point out to the listeners that even though he was called Doc Rockefeller, he had no medical, quote-unquote, training, correct?
Absolutely. He just basically put on the back of his wagon, Dr. Rockefeller, Doc Rockefeller. He had a number of other nicknames among his neighbors. Many called him Devil Bill, for instance. He was involved in some pretty shady activities, according to his neighbors, and in a research book that was just written on him and his family. Many people had witnessed him doing some dark Satanism type of activities, and that's what they called him, Devil Bill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the very fact of using the caduceus as his symbol for his snake oil means a lot too to the initiated ones in the area of sorcery. It's a very powerful ancient magic symbol.
Yes, and I wanted to ask your opinion. I don't know if you've noticed recently, but when you see ambulances going down the road and with other medical type establishments as well, they've taken one of the serpents out. Did you notice that? There's only one serpent around the caduceus now, and what I was thinking after learning your information is perhaps they're just now basically admitting, you know, we're one. You know, it's all the Rockefellers, and that serpent is just the one aspect that the Rockefellers are both, the pharmaceutical and the oil industries. What do you think about that?
I think that's very astute and pretty accurate. Keep in mind, these individuals are very, very dependent on their symbols. They love symbolism. And they have a definite empowerment to these symbols, and to understand their symbols, you can learn a lot about what is really going on behind the scenes, behind the curtain.
Exactly, and not only that, the fact that they love to be right in our face, you know, they're hiding in plain sight, and that's why it's just such a pleasure to take away the curtain and let people see what's really going on.
Well, see, when I was uncovering this information, Dr. Carly, I got to tell you this, and I know this might be quite shocking to the listeners, and I hope it is shocking. I hope that you will not just take my word for it, But do your own research and do your own digging. I understood from my work in Germany and internationally that the vast majority of the world's opiate crop comes from Afghanistan, of all places. It has historically, roughly 95% of the opium that's been reduced down and manufactured into pharmaceutical drugs originates on those arid steppes of Afghanistan. Well, what happened was really amazing. In 1998, going into 1999, the duly elected ruling constabulary of Afghanistan, for right or wrong, for better or for worse, their duly elected group known as the Taliban, requested from the powers that be that control the opium flow into Puerto Rico, they requested of the CIA to increase the cost of the raw opium. Now keep in mind, they were paying pennies compared to, you know, to the American dollar, to the Afghan regime, for this raw opium crop. They wanted to, the Taliban felt like they deserved at least double the price, and so they requested that of the CIA, the brokers, for the pharmaceutical cartels. They were refused, and so in retaliation, in 1999, the Taliban destroyed virtually the entire crop of Afghan poppies. That devastated the cartel, the pharmaceutical cartel, the Big Five, again, which manufacture these drugs, and of all places, Puerto Rico, offshore of America. Well, the ripple effect of that, Dr. Carley, echoed through Wall Street. If you remember correctly, just prior to the millennium, to year 2000, we had quite a bump in the stock market. If you look closely at that, that was tied to a dip in pharmaceutical futures. The reason being, we had a real question if the flow of raw opium could be maintained. Because, so it became a national economic issue for the hidden power brokers behind the scenes of America. It became, to their minds at least, a national problem that needed to be corrected, meaning specifically regime change in Afghanistan. The question becomes, in their minds, how do we sell this to the American public? How do we get public opinion behind us to support a regime change, a coup d'etat in an independent nation? Well, there is, in fact, a smoking gun to this effect. A think tank in Washington in the year 2000 actually proposed in writing a new Pearl Harbor attack, disguised as terrorism, to unite Americans to support an invasion of Afghanistan. And folks, I knew all this was happening as early as 1999. I'd actually got a copy of the report. It's called Rebuilding America's Defenses, where these behind-the-scenes power brokers called for a new Pearl Harbor. I, just as an American, could not believe that anybody in control of our Joint Chiefs of Staff, of our different military functions, would ever allow such a heinous plan to go forward. So in my view, personally, on September 11th, on the morning when I watched the planes crash into the trade centers, my initial response was, oh my gosh, there's our new Pearl Harbor. And I remember talking to my sweet wife at the time. We were watching in horror as the towers collapsed. I said to her, if I'm right on this, we will be in Afghanistan in a month. And sure enough, 3 weeks later, the 1st of October, we see on CNN the M1 Abrams tanks and armored troop carriers rolling down the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan. Again, why? The mastermind terrorist is hiding in the caves in Afghanistan. But listen, folks, where is he now? Where is Osama bin Laden today? Is he still in the caves in Afghanistan? Why aren't we hearing any more about it, and why do we have to have the American military presence still in Afghanistan? Has the Taliban not been toppled? No, you'll find that the real reason we are there occupying Afghanistan is to make dang sure that that flow of opium is never interrupted again and making it cheap. And folks, again, I have a list here of all of the drugs that are derived from that opium poppy. It is an amazing list.
Yes, and I just want to make two comments about what you're saying. In fact, it's even been in the mainstream media, the fact that the opium production in Afghanistan has massively increased since the Taliban was ousted. And so that's not even being hidden from the people. Of course, now they're using that as an excuse why we have to stay there because, you know, oh, no, now we have a problem. Another very important thing I wanted to mention, and I did send this out as a blast to my list, as it turns out, the now dead Prime Minister Bhutto from Pakistan did an interview with David Frost in November of 2007. And in that interview, which is now on YouTube, she actually made a statement, something to the effect of the person that assassinated Osama bin Laden. And within a month, now she is dead. So it's quite apparent to me that Osama bin Laden is history. I mean, that's why we're not hearing about him, because they know that he's not alive anymore. They're just using him as a boogeyman to make an excuse as to, you know, the hunt continues or whatever. But it's very interesting how little blurbs of truth are coming out, and that's why it's so wonderful to have you put all this together, because, in fact, as I said, they're not even hiding the fact that the opium production has massively increased. And go ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a really good point about Bhutto. And yeah, Pakistan is reeling still today from what's going on across the border in Afghanistan. You cannot disrupt the homogeny of those Muslim countries without ramifications, and they understand that. But see, there you go. You have the raw opium, which is basically the key ingredient to the pharmaceutical cartel. The other leg of the caduceus, the other serpent, is the oil, just like Doc Rockefeller had originally. Well, then why are we in Iraq? Again, it goes back to the role Saddam Hussein played in flooding the black market with Iraqi oil. I tell you what, the power brokers in Rockefeller Center, Standard Oil boardrooms, were pulling their hair out throughout the 80s and early 90s because they could not control the fluctuating price of their crude oil. Why? Whenever OPEC began to have production schedules and cut back production, what would happen is Saddam Hussein would immediately flood the market with his cheap crude. You see, so there you have it. You have to control that wild card in the OPEC deck of cards to be able to stabilize and to have them put the price structures they want on the crude oil market. And so basically, that's the reason why we are in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. And let's be honest, and yeah, maybe that's oversimplifying the case somewhat, but that's the basic raw truth as I personally see it.
Well, I totally agree with you, and another fact that makes that truth self-evident is the fact that Saddam Hussein is allegedly murdered, although it was even in the mainstream media that he had like five body doubles, so whoever they, you know, put to death that day, that's another topic. But isn't it funny how our price of oil continues to go up, even though we now have control over Iraq? You know, it's really interesting how that's working out.
Well, again, there's an incredible documentary put out by a gentleman who actually worked on the as a chaplain in the North Slope of Alaska, and he documents the vast amount of American owned light crude oil that's absolutely available. There is no such thing as a shortage of oil. We should still only be paying 75 cents to a dollar a gallon. We have all of the crude oil we ever could use, but it's the manipulators tied to the Rockefeller cartel that are making it tough on Americans across the country. You know, there's it just amazes me, Dr. Carley, that they say, well, this is all just inflation-adjusted pricing, right? $3 to $4 a gallon is the same as it was in the early 1980s when we adjust for inflation. But you know what? The fixed incomes of our senior citizens, the basic minimum wage hasn't increased exponentially with inflation like oil has. So it's causing more and more of our Americans to really pinch and cut back on their durable goods spending, and it's going to cause a major recession, if not depression, if not checked.
Well, that's so true, and one thing that's just amazing to me is the extent of greed of these people. I mean, it's never enough. What they have is never enough, and of course, simultaneously, the same thing is happening with the drugs. I've done shows before on the markup of drugs that they produce. I mean, it's like between 1,000 and sometimes 5,000%.
As much as 30,000%, actually.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And compared, you know, the cost of the actual raw materials used to make the drugs and then the retail price that they sell them for. So that's heinous enough, not to mention the fact that, of course, we have especially the elderly population of this country so brainwashed, you know, that they have to fight for their right to get their drugs. We have this Medicare fund, and there's all these different plans, and, you know, they've got the elderly people wasting their time trying to figure out what plan is best for them so that they can get what poisonous drugs have been, you know, prescribed to them by their white coats. And in actuality, the drugs are in large part the problem as to why they're sick. And, of course, none of the natural things are covered by their plans. And so then we have the next level we're going to where they're trying to enact Codex and actually make it a prescription item to give you a supplement. And I just wanted to mention, it's so amazing, as I was reading your CV and the dissertation that you did on nutrition. You know, I'm pretty upset that I didn't learn about this when I was in medical school, but, of course, they couldn't have possibly fit that into the 10 hours of training I had in nutrition in medical school. And I still have those notes. We had 4 hours on milk, 4 hours on the four food groups, and 2 hours basically telling us the vitamins give you expensive urine. And this was in contrast to, of course, 2 years of pharmacology. So it's very not surprising to me that the doctors would look at you you know, just with looks of puzzled confusion on their faces. You would tell them how important nutrition is, because as the brainwashing, while they're sleep depriving you and nutritionally depriving you in medical school, continues, you know, you end up thinking that the body's diseases are due to lack of chemicals. It's so amazing when you come out of that stupor and you look back and you say, my God, how did I even buy that garbage?
Absolutely. You know, there's so much to be said about that. Every pharmaceutical grade derivative of either the opiate or the benzene molecule is an incomplete molecular chain that at the cellular level causes a disruption or what's also best known as a side effect. You know, it just amazes me when you go down the list of side effects, and when people realize those side effects, they run back to their white coats, as you say, and get another prescription to solve the problem of the side effect. And the downward spiral continues until before long they are in a wheelchair and can't function at all. That is so true of what's happening across America in our nursing homes.
And not only that, one thing I always point out to people, when I do consults with people that are on drugs, I spend a great deal of time going through the physician's desk reference and documenting particular side effects that, of course, they are suffering. And one thing I always like to point out to people is that if you check this out for yourself, you can Google your drugs and come up with the list of side effects. And, of course, it's almost always true that one of the side effects of the drug will be the very reason you're getting the drug. So what happens is, as you continue to have that problem, they'll continue to increase the dose of the drug because they're going to tell you, well, you know, you're just not taking a high enough dose yet, when in actuality you're getting a side effect from that drug that's actually making the problem worse. And then once they've dosed you out to the point where they can't go up, then just like you said, they'll add another drug to the cocktail, and it just keeps on escalating. I've had elderly clients that were on between 20 and 25 drugs. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, but they're free, Dr. Carly. Medicare just pays for them. Give us your Medicare card, and it's all taken care of. You know, those folks, somebody has to pay the cartel for those prescriptions, and it's called we the people, we the taxpayers do that.
Yes.
So it's just another way to rob our labor from the working class.
And that's what's so disgusting, is that they're charging us exorbitant fees for killing us. And we're paying in so many different ways. One of the most amazing quotations that you said in your DVD that I'll quote from you is where you talked about how they offer health as a carrot, but then war is a stick. And if you could just explain that to the listeners, because, of course, the Rockefellers are involved in all of this, and that is such an important concept for people to realize how that happens.
Yeah, there's, you know, that really is, war is really not a conflict of nations. It's a conflict of profit centers. And I'll tell you, if you really analyze it and understand it, the main source of profit on those, the same family basically controls both sides of the profit equation, just like John D. did so successfully during the Civil War. So, you know, the carrot being healthcare, they want to make it seem like everybody can receive an entitlement of a drug, a magic pill that will solve all their problems. But the real stick that makes it happen is the wars that they're going to foment each and every decade to make their profit centers work.
Exactly. And, of course, when you realize the extent of control that the Rockefellers have, being one of the 13 families that control the earth, you know, they're involved in the oil cartels, as you said, the pharma cartels, and then, of course, now they're involved in banking. You know, they own Chase Manhattan Bank as it continues to, you know, merge with other banks to become one of the biggest banks in this country. And one of the most amazing things that you brought out in your DVD was this business with the different oil companies, how they're all emanating from the same source. And if we remember back, if you could tell the listeners, I don't remember the details, when basically, you know, it was decided that there was too much control and they were forced to split off. But what they actually did was maintain control. They just gave their different pieces different names.
They just formed what's called shell corporations. They controlled the majority of stock, especially the voting stock. And so by all intents and purposes, it was just a loophole in the law. Back when the federal government broke up the cartel known as Standard Oil, in the congressional hearings, it was literally referred to as, quote, the Anaconda, because it was such a large, grotesque snake that was squeezing out so many different profits out of the general public. It was so intertwined and so powerful that it had to be stopped. And so the Congress voted and passed and did, in fact, so they thought, broke up Standard Oil into these different conglomerate subsidiaries. But when you really analyze how they work, you look at the voting stock, it goes right back to the Rockefeller cartel. So they really didn't accomplish anything other than have it the findings written up on paper.
Exactly. And, of course, what's so amazing, and the reason I consider all of our, quote-unquote, representatives in the District of Criminals to be committing treason, because there's no way they couldn't know this. You know, they see what's happening. But as these people have just continued to increase their power, and there's so many ways they do it. They buy people off. They also get certain people in, let's just say, you know, situations that they wouldn't want to have revealed to the public, and tape record them doing different things. And we were having a discussion today about how many of these people are actually involved with different pedophile groups. I mean, it's so heinous that people with conscience can't even comprehend it. And, of course, that's why our representatives are committing treason, because they're continuing to allow this to happen. They know all of these things, I'm sure, to some degree, but yet they continue to do nothing. And they just pretend that they're, you know, representing us and passing more and more laws, which, of course, none of the laws we have are being followed to begin with.
Absolutely.
And
that's truly what's ailing America, Dr. Carley. That's it in a nutshell.
Yes. And
so,
go ahead.
So, I mean, you know, we can analyze the problem all we want, but what is the solution? And I try and bring solutions out as possible, ideas in my DVD, and I'd like to do that on the call now. The first step has got to be understanding and education. These things just didn't occur overnight. They just didn't grow up to be the conglomeration that is today overnight. It came by steps and by different grades. By understanding and knowing where the problem is, you can make the right choices as the buying public, okay, to what with your dollars and your own conscience, where you want to place the support. And that's the key thing, I think, right now is teaching, is education, and giving viable, workable options to the public.
I totally agree. And one of the most important things they need to do, in my opinion, and this is very hard for people to sometimes do, especially with the older people, is to stop going to the white coats, to start to realize that your body can heal itself, and to start doing natural things in order to heal yourself. So we're going to do a whole show on that next week, but if you want to go into a little bit just to give people a teaser, because it was so amazing, the things that you're discussing on the DVD, things that I didn't even realize in terms of this aspect of the word vitamin, and that it actually came from vital minerals, that these minerals are so important. And I agree with you that that's the biggest natural threat to the medical mafia, is for people to realize that minerals and oxygen-based therapies, you know, are the way to go. I mean, I use homeopathy and do detoxing. I think that's also important. But if you could just tell your listeners a little bit about some of the things that you've discovered that will help them, unlike the toxic drugs pushed by the pharma cartels.
Yeah, in a nutshell, if you go into a micro view of the cellular structure, go down deep into the actual workings of the inner part of the cell, the mitochondria near the nucleus, you'll find something very, very exciting. And microbiologists across the world have understood this now, that the central core of all human genes and all human cells is a pulse of electromagnetic energy. Now, that is the core of all life and health and well-being. Now, what causes that firing, that energy field, to be magnified is simply very minute, small particles of mineral ions. That the cell itself, and when it combines into structured tissue cells, organ cells, the body knows exactly what it needs to do with these basic mineral particles. And it can build and manufacture incredibly complex transmutations into compounds of chemicals. Now, I'll give you a best example I can think of off the top of my head is what happens when a chicken produces an eggshell. Okay, a hen lays an egg or two a day if it's well nourished and has proper nutrition. That eggshell is many thousands of times greater in calcium ions than that chicken ever consumed in its grain particles and pebbles that it might have used for grit, okay? What caused that magic transmutation in the chicken's body to take the basic raw carbohydrate nutrients in wheat, for instance, and transmute it into calcium? That's a classic example of biological transmutation at the cellular level. The human body does the same thing if it has basic raw mineral ions to work with. It's a the human body, through the liver and pancreas especially, these specialized cells are literally chemical factories that produce a wide array, a wide variety of essential hormone and other chemical structures. But the body must have the raw materials. These cells must have the basic raw materials in order to produce these all-important chemicals that makes a person healthy, wealthy, and balanced, okay? Now, the mineral particles have got to be in the right particle size. This is the key to my research. You can't just go out there and buy a mineral toddy drink, for instance, or a mineralized capsule that you typically buy from, again, a pharmaceutical cartel manufacturer. The body cannot break these down without the right enzyme structures, and it won't go into the cellular level. It will just, as you were trained in your medical training, Dr. Carley, you produce this expensive urine unless it's in the right particle size and can be assimilated at the cellular level. And that's really where my breakthroughs have come. I've jumped on the keys and clues left behind by Dr. Linus Pauling. Pauling, just before his death, made the groundbreaking announcement, the wide-sweeping announcement that labeled him a quack by the medical establishment, when he said, quote, "You can trace every mineral or every disease and every illness and every sickness ultimately to a root mineral deficiency." And I've been able to show that that's absolutely correct because of the need for these mineral vibrational frequencies for the cells to do their manufacturing work. Without them, they cannot balance. They cannot reach what we call in the nutritional world as homeostasis at the cellular level.
And I just want to mention that, of course, they labeled him a quack after he had received the Nobel Prize for his vitamin C research. So
yes,
that's kind of funny how that worked out. And I just want to state that, giving another aspect to what you're saying, because I totally agree with you, one of the main reasons, of course, that we're also having such deficiency is because of the fluoride that they're putting in the water, because the fluoride actually disrupts all cellular enzyme systems. So there's so many levels that they've created to causing disease. But, of course, these same minerals are also going to be very important in proper liver function, the liver being necessary to excrete all the poisons that they're giving us, especially in the pharmaceutical drugs. So it's not just even in the building up and repair of the damaged areas that have happened from environmental and pharmacological toxins, etc. It's also necessary for the proper functioning of this very important factory in our body called the liver, which has many functions that people aren't even aware of, including making certain clotting factors and other things, but especially in terms of detoxification.
Absolutely. You know, that we're right exactly on the same page with that. And I need to make the statement before we close up tonight. Nothing happens to enrich the Rockefeller cartel unless and until people become chronically ill. So is it in their best interest to program the people's minds through television and other programs to make them do things unwittingly, unknowingly, to cause a state of chronic health and to get them dependent, as you said before, on up to 20 to 25 different pharmaceutical drugs? Well, I say absolutely, that's what's happened. I can show that definitively in the DVD. The research is exhaustive, and more and more and more I get new evidence every single week proving that statement to be absolutely true. It's not by accident, it's by design that so many millions and millions of Americans have chronic wasting disease states.
That is so important, what you just said, and I want to underline that and put it in a bold font. because once again, people have a hard time facing the fact that, that such evil as this exists, that they would do this intentionally. Do we have a caller on the line? Okay, sorry. We're actually out of time, Dr. Ott. The time goes so quickly, it's unbelievable. So once again, I want to just encourage all the listeners to get a copy of Dr. Ott's unbelievable DVD, The Trial of the Century, and you can do that by calling 866-989-9876. His minerals, which I'm going to be checking out myself, can be found on the triple W's ME, that stands for Mother Earth, meminerals.com. And Dr. I will be back next week. We're going to talk some more about nutrition, and the week following that, his excellent book entitled Secret Assassins in Food. So thank you so much, Dr. Ott, for being on the show. This is going to be one of the most listened to shows in the archives, I'm sure. And I really appreciate your work.
We thank you, and I say we, the general public, thank you, Dr. Carley, for all of your work. It's truly courageous what you're doing, and hats off to you, and God bless you.
And same to you. Okay, folks, have a good evening, and be sure to tune in next week. Bye-bye.